Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the number you'll need. That's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. So do that. The main page actually has, well, the content was created by listeners like you. In fact, if it weren't for our listeners, we would have nothing there, and our site would really suck. So if you want to, you can add to the site. You can participate in the site. You can add things to it, like a YouTube video or a news article or blog post, and then others will vote as to whether they like or dislike what you've added, and the most liked will make it to the front page of the site. So see it for yourself and get involved at freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones and the fun across the seas to Australia, where Jeremy is on the line. Listening at LRN.FM. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello. I just wanted to add to the discussion on agorism and alternatives to government and specifically government currency. The new digital currency, nearly 2 years old now, called Bitcoins, which is a fantastic alternative not only to the U.S. dollar for a lot of transactions, but also to PayPal.
Well, it's a neat idea. I don't know if it's yet a fantastic alternative because a new currency has to gain acceptance. It has to have people that are willing to take it and willing to use it in their transactions.
If it's designed well, it's, you know, I mean,
it should. I mean, I think it's a good concept. Basically, as I understand it, it's a completely peer-to-peer currency in that there are no central reserves anywhere of this particular currency. It's basically generated by its users, by people running software, and it's somehow checked and verified across the entire network. That way people can't scam it,
counterfeit it
somehow. I don't know how. I'm not a programmer, so I can't audit it myself, but I believe it's open source to where people can go in and audit and check it. Am I right about all that so far, Jeremy?
Yeah, that's all correct, and I've started to use it. You are able to use it in a few places and that. And the biggest thing for me, and if anybody else, because I know you have listeners worldwide, anyone has needs like myself, which is transferring money overseas, it's a much better way to do that than PayPal because there's no fees at all. And also
but you can't convert it back into dollars. I mean, it's
yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, it's quite easy to convert it back.
You can.
Dollars.
How do you do that?
There's a website called mountgox.com. That's M for Mary, T, G-O-X. There's lots of sites, but that's the one that I use, which that's where people buy Bitcoins and sell Bitcoins. So they've gone from being, it was about 6 cents per Bitcoin in August, and now it's 26 cents per Bitcoin now. So, I mean, it's already
increasing in value.
About 4 or 5 months.
My initial concern with the Bitcoin was, and I think it may have been addressed just by me thinking about it a little further, but my initial concern was that essentially it's a fiat currency because it's not backed by anything. It's just simply this electronic currency that's generated by the people that are using it, that are running the software. But on the other hand, it's also not controlled by a central authority, so maybe it's not fiat in that way. Maybe fiat isn't quite the right word for it. It's not arbitrarily increased by somebody who's in charge, although it was arbitrarily. There was an arbitrary limit set to the maximum number of Bitcoins, I think.
Yeah, which is 21 million, which it'll take another probably 20 years for that to happen. And basically, it's allowing growth in the number of people to use it so that at this point it's worth something because there's a small amount.
But what kind of ended up making sense to me on this, and certainly Sam is kind of a monetary guru, at least for the people sitting in the room tonight.
To some extent.
Yeah. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. So you've got this software that generates slowly as you run this peer-to-peer software. You are essentially helping the network. You are creating a node on this network that it'll work without you, but if you're on the network, then you're adding to its strength. And so you are to an extent putting your computer to work for the creation of this currency, that for the, you know, the existence of the currency. And the Liberty Dollar had a model where if you were, the Liberty Dollar was a private currency, an alternative currency that the government was very upset about and went in and stole all their gold and silver. But they had a model wherein you could get the currency at a discount if you were an associate, and then you could take that currency and you could sell it at face value or whatever value you wanted to above your discounted rate to a business, or to, or you could just trade it at that rate, and you'd sort of make a little bit of money on that that transaction. And it makes sense. You want to incentivize people to get out there and use the currency. And so to that extent, it makes sense that this is generated by the users and that you get more of it over time simply for running the software as a way to incentivize you to run the software and a way to incentivize you to actually use the currency.
I see. Okay.
So it's not really fiat from that perspective.
It's, you know, the Congress was supposed to handle the printing and the what's the word for it, Mark?
The minting?
Yeah, but I mean they had another phrase for it. Basically,
weights
the coining of money.
Okay.
They were supposed to handle the printing and the creation of money, and they actually did this in early America. They created their own notes. I think FDR was working on something like that, where you sidestep the Federal Reserve, the government steps in and determines, okay, there should be $3 million in existence, and they had, you know, these greenback things that they created, and the government just created it. They weren't paying interest to anybody for this money, and that sort of worked. My one hesitation was, well, if you're the guy creating the money, then, or if you're the one who wrote the software, can you use the system to, you know, abuse it and create more, and, you know, then you end up with the fiat problem. But, you know, it sounds like a workable model. I mean, if it's users running software that creates it over time and there's no way to defraud that, and it's pretty secure, then, you know, as it gains acceptance, I think the only thing that would really shut it down is the state stepping in.
And well, that's why it's peer-to-peer,
it
so
seems
it's
to
more
me
distributed.
That the interwebs is the area of the future. I don't know everything that goes on in the Internet, but to me this is an Internet currency. And I'm very interested in it from that standpoint. As I know those kids, they're smart, and they're coming up with stuff on the Internet, and it may not be bitcoins, but it's going to be something like bitcoins. Mm-hmm. It, you know, from where I'm sitting, it's going to be like bitcoins.
Well, we know decentralization is a good concept, and it certainly makes sense when it comes to having an alternative currency, because we know that the government doesn't like alternative currencies, especially the ones that are successful, because it does everything it can to crush them. Right now, the poor folks that were doing the Liberty Dollar, one of them sitting in a jail cell awaiting trial, and the others are awaiting trial as well outside of a jail cell. And
yeah,
these people have never harmed another person in their lives, but they harmed the legitimacy of the U.S. dollar, and so therefore the government went after them with full force.
What's the online virtual reality? Is that Second Life?
I presume it's still going. Yeah, I haven't heard much about it recently.
Yeah, but they were doing the same thing where there was a currency within Second Life.
They manipulated it.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, as I understand it, it wasn't a peer-to-peer thing at all. It was just we are the company. We have decided what one of these Second Life dollars is compared to a U.S. dollar,
mm-hmm.
and we're in charge. Jeremy, you mentioned this website where people buy and sell the bitcoins. That's not run by the company, right? That's really a market in the actual bitcoins. Did we lose Jeremy? Jeremy in Australia? I think he is gone. Well, anyway, I believe, I'm guessing that's going to be the case. In a movement where you've got a decentralized currency, it seems very unlikely that there would be this one company-run place to go to buy and sell these things.
Yeah, and that seems like the closest example to bitcoins. And I know the state went in there and tried to crack down on people using it to gamble online and things like that, saying, oh, this is against the law, we got to stop it. So
I support, you know, the more we can have alternative currencies, the better. I like this. But, again, it really has to become accepted. Right now you can go to the Bitcoin website and there's, you know, maybe 25 companies around the world that accept this for their service. Mostly like web design, web geeky stuff, which makes sense, right? Because that's
there's
how
some
it gifty started.
Stuff out there too. I've looked. I mean, I've looked at some sites that are selling it, mm-hmm. and I think it's very interesting. It's obviously startup at this point, but
yeah, really like a proof of concept. And we were talking about agorism, sort of setting the stage so that once the dollar bubble does pop, and probably the euro along with it, and a lot of these other fiat currencies around the world, this can stand up as a working model of, hey, here's how we can exchange things of value with each other.
We're coming up here. You can take control and bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll tell you some disturbing news about what some people want to do to Muslims. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there, like listening options, live streams. We've got them. You can get tuned in via our broadband or dial-up flavored streams. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that actually allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Around the clock, you know, those listen lines and the live streams are available. And then there's also some other options, like our satellite channel that allows you to listen in for free. You don't have to pay a subscription fee or anything like that. Plus, our 85 wonderful radio stations from coast to coast that take the show at various different times of the day and night. In fact, again, welcome to all of our listeners in Indianapolis this week. WXNT running a special to sit in for their morning show guy, Abdul, who's taking the week off, as kind of a teaser of what you're going to get more of coming up later on in the month of January. January 24th, Free Talk Live kicks off weeknights on WXNT.
We can announce that now?
I've been announcing it for the past few days.
Nah, yeah, I don't pay much attention to what you say anyway.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, Mark, because it was WXNT that was
huge.
First. They were like the first big station to take Free Talk Live way back in 2005 when we had just gotten the ball rolling on being a syndicated show. And now they're really the first big station to take our weekday show live. And we've got some great stations and great markets but for the weekday show, but a lot of them are taking us delay broadcast. And it's hard for you to get interactive with a show when they're not live.
It is Free Talk Live, you know. Yeah.
So anyway, you can you know, get involved over at freetalklive.com. There's a lot to do there.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. MemoryDealers.com can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, it's MemoryDealers.com.
Also, Memory Dealers brings you the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, so don't miss that. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Alex is in New Jersey on the Amp Lines. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. I heard you were talking about Bitcoin, and I wanted to bring up another possible digital alternative for a new currency. It's called a loom, and I've called in about this before, but I don't think I've done it on a weekday show. Basically, the loom is just an online system that enables people to transfer ownership of assets at will. An asset is any item of property that's considered valuable, but we're just digitizing them and putting them into a website that allows people to trade them. The cool thing about the loom is that anybody can create their own asset and hence their own currency. And with people being able to create their own currency backed by whatever they want, you have market forces that will take over and allow people to compete with each other as to which asset they would like to use for trading.
What keeps people honest in this situation? I mean, if I am, I'm going to claim that I've got all these assets, how are you going to verify that?
Well, the sum of all the assets in the system is zero. What happens is it's truly fiat. Now, there's nothing wrong with fiat as long as there's competition. What you do is you spend assets into existence, and the more that you spend, the more art that exists, and you have a negative balance. And that
I am incredibly confused.
Yeah, God, you're probably smarter than we are, Alex. So, you know, try it again.
Basically, it's just it allows people to create their own fiat currencies. Now, what keeps them honest is the fact that you have market forces pushing them to be honest, because nobody would use their worthless asset if they if it wasn't valuable or backed by something valuable.
Okay, let's get to a practical example, because this is still even confusing for me. So I have, let's say, 10 ounces of silver, and I want to convert that into looms. What's the process?
Well, what you can do is you can find someone who has a an exchange business or what have you, and you can go to them and say, hi, I'd like to trade these 10 ounces of silver for however many units of your asset that's owned by the exchange company or group of people. They will then transfer that asset to your Loom account.
Without transferring the physical asset. So say I've got silver.
You give them the silver and they keep the silver.
Okay. So now they've got both the silver and their asset and I've got nothing?
Nope. You give them 10 ounces of silver and then they send you, let's say, 10 units of their digital currency. They now have negative 10 units of their currency, and you have positive 10 units of their currency.
I thought you said all the balances were negative. I guess that
was a zero.
Right, because 10 plus negative 10 is zero.
Okay,
oh,
so
I see.
So I'm sending them the silver. They're sort of... It seems like, though,
they're giving you digital currency in return.
But hold on. It seems like they're, in effect, warehousing the silver and giving me this digital currency that should be backed by the silver, but they don't have any requirement to keep that. I mean, they could take my 10 ounces of silver and then go sell it, right?
They could. However, market forces and competition would prevent them or would highly discourage that type of behavior.
But if everybody is their own bank, then
nobody has
auditing.
To be their own bank, because people are going to gravitate towards those who have assets that are backed by something valuable, such as gold or silver. People are going to use that which is most effective.
Huh. Okay, I see what you're saying. So it's different sounding than what I originally understood from what you were saying. So not everybody will be their own bank, but you're saying they could be their own bank, and
that
you're saying
that
the ones that are the best at
competition,
the ones that are being that are the best at being the banks will achieve the customers, and the ones that are being audited or whatever and honest are going to be the ones that people want to do business with.
Yeah, and I guess you would expect that the I don't know, there would be some specialization, because if I send in 10 ounces of silver to somebody and they give me 100 looms, and somebody else sends them 10 chickens, are they going to give them looms? And then if I want to trade my looms back in, are they chickens or are they silver coins?
Well, each asset would be one product, so you would have a separate asset for chickens and a separate asset for
By asset,
silver.
You mean loom. Each loom would represent a physical product.
Yes, each asset.
So it's a,
before,
so it's really
we,
a...
Before we hit the break, I just want to give your listeners some a way that they can get more information on
it. I was going to ask you about that, yeah. How does one learn more about a loom?
If they go on Facebook and they type in pork loom, that's pork with a C, L-O-O-M, there's a group there with a couple members and a link to the website that explains how it all works.
Okay.
So it's basically a digital representation of whatever you want to send in to somebody to warehouse for you, and you are depending on the market to ensure that those people are going to warehouse it and somehow make sure those looms representing the physical product retain their value.
In a nutshell, yes.
Does this exist yet, Alex, or is it just in theory at this point? Like, the Bitcoins exist.
It exists. It's up and running right now. People can use it.
All right. I'm interested.
Yeah, it's worth looking into, I'd say. Cool. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I would like to see some more real-life examples of, you know, how A interacts with B and C and so on and so forth. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. A pretty radical and sick proposal has been put on the table about how to deal with Muslims. In a moment, we'll explain. It's Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy them, including our mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. You get quick access to our streams, the podcast, also software for your different mobile phones. If you have the BlackBerry, there's some software recommendations there. There's also Android and iPhone software suggestions. In fact, Winamp just came out with an Android version of their product, which is cool. There's one problem with it, though. You can't actually stop the streams. So they're still in beta. I think they need a little bit more work. But you can go and get the software. It's free. What do you want for free? At m.freetalklive.com. Actually, there's another great Android software called Zia Live, which is fantastic. I highly recommend that one. So m.freetalklive.com. Now, web hosting can be easy and affordable if you go through HostGator.
That's right. HostGator makes it easy for you to get your very own website, whether it's a .com or .anything. They've got unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, free site builder tools, 4,500 templates, one click script installs, an easy to use control panel, a 99% uptime guarantee, 45-day money back guarantee. All you have to do to get your first month completely free with HostGator is use the portal that we've created. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com, and you get your first month completely free. Whether you want a complete, whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, it's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
So, just an extra thought, since we're talking about web hosting there, and we just had Alex on a moment ago promoting a currency called the Loom, which is this strange decentralized currency that I'm still trying to grasp. I'm not going to try to even recap what it is. As we were discussing during the break, you need to have a 30-second elevator speech, and that was, you know, that was like a segment-long speech. But then again, we are talking about new ideas, right? So it might be easy to give a 30-second elevator speech for silver. It's not such a new idea. Something like a loom or you know, Bitcoin, these new currencies, decentralized, maybe a little more difficult to explain in a short kind of way, so I don't blame him for getting into the details. Plus, he's excited by it, and that kind of catches, you know, you, it kind of takes you away from maybe what you might otherwise focus on. But we actually, I actually followed his instructions during the break, his instructions as to how to learn more about his product.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. When you run a website and you're pointing people to it, make sure they don't see something weird when they try to go to it. In this case, the security exception error came up in my Firefox when I went through his steps. I went to look for Pork Loom at Facebook, and I got there, and then there's a link to loom.centromere.net, and I went to that, and that's when the security exception error comes up. And basically, that's a warning from your web browser saying, hey, careful, this website may not be who they claim to be.
He said that it was because he didn't pay hundreds of dollars for a certificate.
Certificates don't cost hundreds of dollars. I think it's more like $20.
Couldn't say.
I mean, we've got a certificate for our site, Mark, the Free Talk Live site, because when you have the secure website, when you're transferring information like credit card numbers,
it has to be a secure. It's all about the secure website. Because I have websites, and they don't, you know, they don't, nobody asks for me.
Yeah, whenever you look at the URL that you're going to, if there's an S at the end of the HTTP, yeah, that means it's secure.
Yes.
And every one of the secure sites should have a secure site. Is it a secure socket layer? SSL?
Securities, I forget.
It's an SSL certificate, yes, and that essentially is issued by a third-party authority, like, say, GoDaddy, for instance, or HostGator, or I don't know if HostGator does that. I presume they do. I've got a lot of services there. But there are these third-party issuers that will issue these things and to the website, and then you put it up on your site, and your browser recognizes that, and it's confirmed. I don't know about the ins and outs of exactly the tech of how that works.
I think you have to have a dedicated IP address, so a more expensive hosting plan in order to get that, and that may be what he's talking about.
So, yeah, it's that's going to scare a lot of people away. Probably going to scare 99% of the people away that may have been interested in learning about what Alex was talking
that's
about.
That's a big number.
I would expect it to be a significant amount of people, Mark. Yeah, I mean, that's a scary message.
Me.
When that message comes up on your web browser and you don't know, like, the issue, you don't know who Alex is. Like, I've met Alex. He lives in New Hampshire. He's a nice kid. And I'm not gonna, but I'm not gonna put a credit card number in if it's an unsecured website, right?
I know what you're saying.
So, and nobody else is gonna give up any. You shouldn't. If you go through, if you give it, because when this web browser error comes up, you can make an exception. It'll allow you in, but yeah, it's just warning you, hey, careful.
It's like a condemned building warning. You can go in, but the floor might fall through on you.
Right. You may not be getting what you're
he
being
advertised.
He says
it's not the SSL, it's the TLS.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
I'm not geeky enough to know that one. All I know is whatever it is, it doesn't have it.
Yeah.
And if you've got an error that's flashing up on somebody's screen before they come to your website, that's going to freak a lot of people out.
Yeah, I see that thing, and it makes my sphincter squinch. I'm sorry. I'm not going
yeah, so just a quick tip. If you ever want to call Free Talk Live and, you know, tell us about your new exciting thing that's going on and it involves plugging a website, because usually you get a plug, but if you want to do more than that, you got to buy advertising. But usually, you know, some new exciting idea, all right, we'll let you plug your band, we'll let you plug your whatever. I mean, it's not Plugs R Us, if people just keep calling to plug things, I'm going to get tired of it and we're going to do something else. But, yeah, if you're going to plug a website, make sure it works. Make sure it's going to let people
it
in.
It works and it's secure. It's just that it doesn't have the certificate that says that he is who he says he is.
Yeah.
That's what the certificate's about.
Just telling you, if you want people to go to your
saying.
Website.
I have to agree that people are, you know, the internet scares them a little bit in general, and they have to have a normal, you know, they have that comforted feeling. And when you get that little stop sign guy holding up the danger, black and yellow, you know, you know, that's.
Tread softly.
Yeah.
So that's just a quick tip. You know, if you're going to promote something on the radio, make sure it's accessible. And I don't mean just a plug, especially if you're going to buy advertising. Make sure people can go to your website to understand what it is you're selling. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, what is this proposal, this scary proposal that is on the table? Who's proposing it regarding Muslims and what to do?
Well, this is from the Raw story, and it's it's talking about an event that they had that was put on by the International Counterterrorist Officers Association. It was in Las Vegas in the past October. And there's a counterterrorism consultant told a meeting of law enforcement officials that the way to combat militant Muslims is to kill them, including the children. This is what, according to a news report. His name is Walid Shobat, a self-described former PLO terrorist who now speaks out for USA and Israel. Well, that's sick. That's what he said there. Reportedly made the comment of a speech during a conference of the International Counterterrorism Officers Association in Las Vegas and in this past October. The comment highlights growing concerns among human rights advocates that the U.S. law enforcement is turning to extremists for training in the fight against terrorism. It also highlights concerns among senior counterterrorism officials that standards for counterterrorism training are inappropriate and possibly harming national security themselves.
So you've got, now is the government involved in this, or is this just like a meeting of counterterrorism experts?
International Counterterrorism Officers Association.
Officers, okay, meaning they hold office in the government somewhere.
Well, yeah, they're, cops, I guess.
You've got this government that a few years ago actually brought in former KGB agents to head up the organization of the Department of Homeland Security to get their advice as to how to do it. Now you've got them turning to a former admitted terrorist to ask him, what they should do about terrorism, and his suggestion is genocide.
And according to the anonymous source at the meeting, Shabbat, that's the guy who said it, comments, got a warm reception from at least some of the people attending the conference. So this is the guy who says, to combat militant Muslims, you need to kill them, including the children. The source said he turned around after Shabbat's speech, asked a woman in the chair behind them at the conference what she thought about the solution offered by Shabbat. Kill them, including the children. You heard them. Was the full response.
Mm. Oh, boy.
This reminds me of, the yes men who go to these corporate conferences. Like, they went to Halliburton and created these survivor ball things that would supposedly protect them after Halliburton's destroyed the environment. And they just make it so completely absurd, but yet at every conference, they usually get people who walk up and want to know more.
It's so scary. We'll come back and talk more about it here and get your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. Will violence solve the problem of violence? I don't think so. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Take control. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocks. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get your shopping done. They've got dozens of categories. You can even order used items if you'd like through Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet superstore, Amazon.freetalklive.com. Just start your shopping through that link and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's the same great Amazon, same great prices, free super saver shipping deals and all that stuff. It's just you're entering through our portal, so we get credit. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll be speeches and debates and things like that, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. All your time will not be monopolized with boring speeches. We're going to just save the just for the good stuff. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now. The berths are as low as $535, double occupancy. But there's no guarantee on that rate. The rate, in fact, is likely to go up as the berths sell out. Also, they're going to have vendors on this trip, and if you are interested in being a vendor, there will be, you can write it off just like, being a vendor in the, a convention in the United States. Bermuda and the United States have some kind of agreement. So if you want to be a vendor on this trip, they have that option. It's cruise.freetalklive.com to get more information. Do it today. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right. So we're going to get to your phone calls here in a moment. Just want to continue to focus a little more on this just absolutely sick proposal. There's some kind of a meeting of counterterrorism experts. And I guess international counterterrorism so-called experts. And one of the guys was talking about what he believes is a viable solution to put a stop to the terrorism problem. Well, just you go after the radical Muslim extremists and you kill them and their children. That was pretty much the solution, right?
Yeah, that was pretty much what he said. The guy's name is, let me get it here, just make sure I've got it, Waleed Shabbat. And he is supposedly, no one's really been able to, Shabbat, nobody's really ever been able to confirm his story that he is a former PLO terrorist, but that's what he claims.
Well,
and he says the way to deal with Muslim extremists is to kill them and their children.
I think it's a horrible idea. I think that violence does not solve problems. I think that violence only begets more violence. And if you actually listen to what people are saying that would call themselves terrorists, not this guy, but the ones that are actually out there doing terrorism, a lot of them are pretty upset about the fact that the U.S. government has been meddling in the Middle East for decades and have been using violence against them and their families and their loved ones, and that's what spurs them into violence. So I guess he's kind of acknowledging that by saying, well, that's why you kill their children. But what about their friends? And what about their acquaintances?
Sure.
And their business partners and the people that know them and care about them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously this is a radical statement, and I don't think that the government's going to condone it. But this was done at a convention of counter-terrorists officers.
This is the same government that takes people and tortures them and puts them into prisons without trial. I mean, there's no reason why they wouldn't look at this seriously as an option. We're almost there, Mark.
Well, you know, whatever. The fact is, this guy's getting a hearing at their convention. They're not bringing in the guys from WikiLeaks to talk to them about peacefully solving their problems. They're bringing in this crackpot that claims to be a former PLO terrorist. And, oh, my goodness, some of the other stuff he says is just absolutely off the wall.
And he's giving them what they want. They want to
Shabbat is a pseudo-expert on terrorism, Islamic extremism, biblical prophecy, and teaches that Obama is a secret Muslim and that the Bible has prophesied a Muslim antichrist. A lengthy investigation of the U.S.'s intelligence apparatus earlier this month, the Washington Post reported that in their desire to learn more about terrorism, many police departments are hiring their own trainers. Some are self-described experts whose extremist views are considered inaccurate and harmful by the FBI and others in the intelligence community.
I mean, these cops think that people are terrorists if they pull out a video camera. The government people are so extreme in how they treat people these days. It's not. I don't feel like it's very far off from this being a realistic possibility for them to institute.
There's a really great documentary that will give you a lot of insight and perspective on this whole terrorism around the world. And it's Where in the World is Osama Bin Laden by Morgan Spurlock. He went around
Supersize Me guy.
Supersize Me guy, yeah. This time he went around looking for Osama Bin Laden. He started in Egypt. He went to Afghanistan. And in Afghanistan, he was talking to some of the local villagers. He was with the military. And he talked to him about, you know, how do you like it? What do you think about the terrorists? And the guys in the village are sitting there saying, look, we don't really care about the terrorists. Osama is just one man. I mean, and this was common in Egypt. This was common in Pakistan. He went to all these places. They're saying, Osama bin Laden is just one man. And it really doesn't impact our lives. But these villagers used to have water as much as they wanted. But ever since this military base went in and started draining the water from the
aquifer.
The ground table from the aquifer, they can't get enough water to survive, and the biggest thing. That's the biggest problem that they have.
Drinking.
So
potable water is a huge issue around the world. I mean, it's a huge number, larger than 50% of the population of the world has to worry about potable and plentiful water.
Yeah, they've got to go and bring it from somewhere. Right?
I mean, you know, things that we don't look at in our lives here in the United States are in very important issues around the world.
Right.
I think that's available on Hulu for free. I believe that's where I watched
it. What was it? So Where in the World is Osama bin Laden?
Osama bin Laden, and Morgan Spurlock is the filmmaker.
Neat. So in comments at the Huffington Post, Michael Ricker, the head of the International Conference on Counterterrorism Officers Association, which sponsored the Las Vegas conference where this Shabbat fella was talking.
Nutcase.
He defended Shabbat, saying, what you hear from Waleed is the truth. Speaking about the Las Vegas conference, Ricker said the attendees were glued to what Waleed had said, and the majority of them agreed. The liberal media is afraid to hear what the truth really is. Who has been planning?
The truth is we need more killing.
Who has been planning attacks on our country? We are at war, a war with an ideology, and if you don't know what, you need to get your head out of the sand.
Well, let's take it to, let's go ahead and imagine them in implementing this, because like I said, I don't think it's that far away from what they're doing right now. I mean, secret prison, secret torturing, all that. And then maybe not so secret anymore, George Bush admitting that he ordered torture. I mean, that's not a secret. Mm-hmm. He's just saying, hey, I did it. I committed a war crime, and nothing's been done to him. So let's envision that the U.S. government decides this is now a policy. Of course, we already know that over in the Middle East, they've already been kicking the doors and murdering families and shooting, you know, teenage boys from
bombing
the air.
Weddings.
And, you know, so we know these things. We know they've raped 14-year-old girls in front of their families and then murdered them all. We know those things have happened.
What about that boys' school that got shot up?
Where they shot it up? Yeah, that's right.
They killed 9 kids. And 3 teachers. You know?
So we know that's already happening now, so they're going to institutionalize it. They're going to make it policy. And so let's say they move forward with that. Well, remember, the government has also been talking about domestic terrorists, too. So, I mean, maybe
Obama administration has made it legal for the government to assassinate American citizens that have
around
been called.
Around the world. That's right.
Right. No, I think that they actually
in
stepped
the US?
Up that they could do it inside the U.S.
I hadn't heard that part, but it's the next step, right?
Right.
So they've been demonizing these so-called domestic terrorists, and they've been lumping in, you know, libertarians in that particular category. I mean, you're threatening to the state. You're a domestic terrorist. You've got
a bumper sticker in your car that says something about the Constitution. You're an extremist.
You've got silver in your pocket.
Extremist.
You've got silver instead of a U.S. dollar in your pocket. You're a domestic extremist. You're using a loom or you're using a Bitcoin. You're a domestic extremist. Maybe those people should also be exterminated as well, because the idea that people would listen to that and they would say to themselves, well, of course the government's only going to go after the murderer, the terrorist. But no, they're going to go after whoever they deem to be a Muslim extremist. That can mean anything. That can mean whatever they want it to mean.
Look what they're doing to Assange. I mean, the government still has not been, the United States government still has not been able to tack any crime on this guy, but it's more than a close to a half a million dollars bail they you know he's out on these trumped up charges in Sweden, and you know the State Department's behind that. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out.
Yeah, so I understand that people are going to listen to us and say, oh, you guys are overreacting, our government would never do anything like that.
Well, they're wrong. They don't read the news.
1-800-259-9231.
They're listening to Rush Limbaugh talking about Club Gitmo. Those guys have it great over there. Yeah. They're getting clean water. This is the best life they've ever had.
Why don't you go check in for a weekend then?
Get shot up with some chemical waterboarding shots.
What's chemical waterboarding?
I heard a story about that, and I have to go find the source, but I heard that they were giving them shots that was the equivalent of being waterboarded. We created that experience.
I don't know.
All right, so we come back with more in a moment. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Got an email coming up here from somebody who is, well, he's going to share his thoughts about liberty, and I think they're pretty interesting. So we'll do that here in a moment. Also take your calls about anything coming up in Hour 3. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.